Welcome to the Shoo-Zen-Zen-Zen-English Podcast. Hello and welcome to Stu Sensei's English Podcast with me, Stu Sensei. Thank you very much for joining today. And today we're going to be talking about vocabulary. We're going to be talking about the steps that take us from hearing a new word or seeing a new word to remembering the new word and then on to using that new word naturally during conversation. But first of all, I must say, please follow or subscribe to the podcast so you know when the new episode comes out. It pops out every day. We're doing daily episodes these days. But to show your support for me and so you remember that it comes out, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button on the platform you're listening from. Now, let's go straight into it. All about vocabulary. Now, the thing with vocabulary is we hear new words all the time and we see new words all the time and we're reading and listening and we are eager, very eager to be able to use it straight away. But there's a long process that's involved when we hear a new word or we see a new word or we find out about a new word that goes from that moment to when we use it naturally within conversation. Now, there's a few things at play here that stop us, like the last time we heard the word, the last time we were surrounded in a conversation that could potentially use the word or phrase, the fact that the situation itself can be full of a lot of pressure, which makes us forget things, you know. So there's a lot of factors at play that are the reasons that we forget vocabulary, or I put forget in quotation marks, because it's not really forgetting, it's just we're dealing with a new situation, a new set of circumstances, and that is the real reason why a lot of the time we can't come up with the word we want. But I do have like a map, I'm going to call it a map, of 10 steps that it takes to get to the position where you begin to use words that you've heard. And it goes something like this. At first, you listen and you hear or you read a new word and you're like, wow, that's a new piece of vocabulary. I like that word. I want to know what it means. I don't know what it means now. So I'm going to go look it up in the dictionary. So step one is you hear the word or you see the word the first moment you're exposed to it. Step two is you've researched it and then you hear it again or you see it again and you're like, oh, 1 minute, this word I've seen before, but I can't remember what it means. So I'll go and check it up. And you check it up and you're like, oh, that word, we learned it the other day. I knew I'd seen it somewhere before. The third time you hear it, usually hear a word, and you kind of miss it because it's in the middle of the conversation. You're like, oh, that word, I definitely know it, but I can't remember what it is. What does it mean? And it's not through, if you read it, you could read it a few times in its context. But when we're listening to something, we only get to hear it the one time. We don't usually hear it again. So it's just because of that circumstance that we have to then again research and we find this word. Oh, that one again. Then the fourth time, we begin to try and commit it to memory because we've experienced it 3 times already. This is the fourth step now. And we're like, I have to remember this word. I've seen it so many times now. I must really concentrate on it. And you begin to concentrate on it more. And then you hear it. And then you kind of understand the conversation. But there's still something there. It still makes you pause and think for a bit longer. You're like, I've heard that word recently. Ah, it means this. And then the fifth step is you understand it without even really thinking about it. So you're beginning to, you've been exposed to it enough times that it just comes natural, the meaning. You're like, yeah, great, got it. But now I want to use it. So you go back to the definitions, you have a look again, you see what context is used in, and then you begin to actively try to use the word. So this is halfway through now. Many people don't even try to actively use words, so they're not able to use them. And this is half of the problem, like that moment when you forget something. It might be just the first time you try to use it, to be honest, and you're trying to get that recall from your brain to your mouth. So the first few times, don't expect to get it right. It shouldn't be correct straight away unless it's really embedded in your brain and you feel like you're able to use it in the right place. But if you've never used it before, it's quite unlikely you use it correctly the first time. So what happens at step six, in my opinion, is that we go to use it, because we've been focusing on it, we force the word out, and usually you put it in the wrong context and it doesn't sound correct. So that's what usually happens at step six, or maybe step seven. They kind of mix between the two. And then again, at step seven, you try to use it again, but it's just, it may be successful this time and you're happy, but you're not quite at that natural stage yet, but you've had a bit of success, and you've had a few misses as well. Now, step eight is that moment when you're in the middle of a conversation and then you feel like a word should go in that sentence. You know, we've all felt that. And we're like, oh my, I know there's a word here. I know it is, I just can't remember it. It's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't get it out. And this is the point when people quit. This is the point where many people think, I just can't get this word, it's impossible. But you're right at the end. Step 10 is the point when you start using it naturally. So at step 8, many people stop. This is not the place to stop. This is the place to persist through, because you're almost there. You're almost at the point where you're going to be using it naturally. So yeah, there's that moment where you feel a bit embarrassed, but you can't do anything about it and you can't remember the word, so you just continue the conversation. Step 9, you begin to start using it, and it's like it comes to the point where that word should fit, and then you pause for a little bit, but then you're able to use it. That is the point where you're beginning to feel focused, you're beginning to feel comfortable using that word in that position. And then step 10 is obviously, it doesn't come much trouble. It may take a tinsy second now and again to remember the word, but you're using it regularly in the right place. Now, the important point about these 10 steps, if you want to call them that, it doesn't mean 10 times. These are 10 steps that you go through at different time periods. It depends how much you're exposed to the words or the situation. That's really important. And although I said 10 steps, it could be 100 attempts. It doesn't mean that 10 steps equals 10 times, but potentially it could if you're aware that this process is going through and you're aware that there's no point in giving up because you're going to get it eventually. You just have to persist through it. So to know around about where you are in that kind of timeline is a really good motivational tool to realize, look, the next step's not far away. So try to use this as a way to look forward and try to give you some focus of how far you are away from using it naturally, because it doesn't just come like that. It takes a little time sometimes, but you can definitely get there if you continue trying. Thank you very much for listening today. Come find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm on all of those sites. I'd love to see you there. And hopefully I'll have you listening to me again soon. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Ciao.